Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have an incredible event that's going to be happening with the Bayfield Center for the Arts. Mark it down for Tuesday, August 20th. Joining us on the phone line with details is Leslie Squirrel. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Leslie, this sounds like an amazing opportunity, an amazing presentation that's coming up at the Bayfield Town Hall. What's happening for Tuesday, August 20th?
So the Bayfield Center for the Arts is hosting a couple who have spent 47 years locating and documenting the painting locations of over 800 Group of Seven paintings. Jim and Sue Waddington live in Hamilton, and they are traveling to us here in Bayfield to present their 47 years of work. Interestingly, I'm told that many of the paintings, locations of the paintings, were not very well documented by the artists themselves. And so this has been kind of a puzzle that Jim and Sue fell into accidentally 47 years ago, and it became how they spent their summers every year. And I understand they're still locating another one this summer, and they're 82 years old.
Oh, that is just incredible. I can't even imagine undertaking something like this.
Nor I. what I'd like everyone to know, there's many people who are not necessarily interested in art, but this particular presentation would appeal to people who are outdoor lovers or campers or kayakers, because so much of the art, of course, is depicting the beautiful natural topography of Canada itself. Many times people tend to think that the Group of Seven only painted in Ontario, but in fact they painted in Nova Scotia, in British Columbia, in the Yukon, in Nunavut, and Jim and Sue have been to these places as well.
It is just amazing. It is just incredible. It's a presentation series in the footsteps with Jim and Sue Waddington. And again, as you mentioned, yeah, it's not just Ontario with a Group of Seven. This really is a connection with Canada.
It is a connection with Canada. That's what I'd like very much for your listeners to come and buy some tickets at very affordable $25. The tickets are available online through Eventbrite, or they can go to the Bayfield Center for the Arts website at bayfieldarts.ca and follow the link to get their tickets. And Jim and Sue have actually put many, if not all, of their photographs into a beautiful picture book that will also be available for sale after the interesting chat.
It sounds great. Tuesday, August 20th at the Bayfield Town Hall. What time is this get-together?
It's 1:30 in the afternoon.
There you go. And I imagine Jim and Sue have amazing stories because, as we mentioned, with these types of paintings with the Group of Seven and Tom Thompson, this isn't merely going from city to city. Some of these places are kind of difficult to access, if you will.
Very difficult to access. And that is to say that the painters themselves, years and years ago, you know, climbed rock faces and jumped on trains and, you know, got people to put them in boats, etc. So there, some of them, if not many of them, are very remote. And interestingly, Jim's hobby is, and I may in fact have the term wrong, but he is a map maker. He is an orienteer. And I think that's the skill that probably helped them find the exact spot, and then they have taken photographs, and you'll see the comparison. And he has some very interesting personal stories, one of which I'd like to share with your listeners. Many years ago, Franklin Carmichael was captured painting a scene, and he was sitting on a classic large boulder in Ontario while he painted. And Jim and Sue found the location and photographed it, and then returned to the same location many years later on another, you know, kind of trip. And the boulder was no longer in place. And they kind of figured out that the boulder had been pushed over the cliff by someone for some reason. So a third time, they returned with some younger, stronger people. And one of his friends rappelled down the side of the cliff, actually found the boulder, and they roped it and pulled it back up and put it in back in the place it was when Franklin sat on it to paint the scene.
That is incredible.
I know. So he's got lots of those types of stories. So
oh, my goodness.
The presentation will be, as we said, you know, kind of quintessential Canadian.
Yeah, that's just a sample. Again, don't miss it. This is with the Bayfield Center for the Arts. Tickets are just $25 for Tuesday afternoon for August 20th, Bayfield Town Hall. And again, can we pass along either the website or, again, a reminder of the best way to pick up tickets?
You can go on to Eventbrite or go to Bayfield Center for the Arts website, which is Bayfield Arts. With an S.ca, and follow the link on our website to the ticket purchase.
Leslie Squirrel with Bayfield Center for the Arts. Leslie, thank you so much for this. We wish you a great success with this get together, with this presentation series.
Thanks very much, Jamie. We appreciate it.
That's awesome, Leslie. Now, just before we let you go,